see inside car. Yeah, I want to discuss. You can hear it, but pick it up, right? You can pick it up, right?
Yeah, okay, good.
I want to discuss the concept of Arba Minim. Were you able to hear yesterday the Sukkah, yeah? Were you able to hear on the phone? Let's discuss Arba Minim. We know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to shake Arba Minim the first day of Sukkah. So I want to discuss Arba Minim, what we need to do and look for. Let's start with the Esser. The bumpier the Esser, the better. The bumpier the Esser, the better. Because if it's a smooth, we think it might be Murkav. Might not be a citron. An Esser is a citron. Murkav means by a mix, might be a mixture.
A hybrid.
Yeah, so you don't want it to be smooth, you want it to be as bumpy as possible. Ideally, it should be yellow, mehudr. If it's green, it's still good. But Lamaisa, you really want it to be as yellow as possible. That's a hitter. Now, the upper part of the Esser is called a chotem. So when you look for an Esser, you want to make sure there's no black spots at all on the top upper part of the Esser. The upper part is more important than the bottom part. That's called a chotem. Chotem is the upper part. You want to have clean, spick and span of no black specks at all. Okay? Most black specks don't possible it, but because if you do it carefully, they'll come off. But you have to make sure when you try to pick it off, you don't pick it off, because you might pick a part of the Esser off, and that might make it chaser. Chaser would be a problem, halakha l'maaseh, so you don't want to have to do that, okay? So, we all know that it's more mehudr to have an Esser with a pitim. It's more mehudr to have an Esser with a pitim. And the pitim, we know, is the stem on the top, and we know that if the pitim falls off, the Esser is pulsing. But there is a top of the pitum which is called the shoshanta. And the shoshanta is the bud on top of the stem. And if the bud on top of the stem falls off, you're still yotze. Okay, a lot of people don't realize that there's two parts of the pitum. There's a shoshanta on the top, and then there's the pitum itself.
Yotze
v'diavad. I don't say it's v'diavad, you're still yotze. And that's not mehudr. Not mehudr. Different levels have really done on mehudr. Yotze and then b'diavad. So I wouldn't say yotze b'diavad. I would say yotze. But you have to know, make sure it's not the whole pitum, it's just what we call the shoshanta. If the shoshanta falls off, you are still yotze. If the pitum falls out, it's possible. Some people don't get a pitum with the pitum because that's okay too. It might not be as mehudr, but they're grown without a pitum. And then there's something called the ukitz. The ukitz is the stem on the bottom. It's called the ukitz. Ayin vav kuf tzadi. Ukitz. So the din is, if the ukitz falls off, it depends. If it falls off so much that there's a hole on the bottom of the esrei, then you are not yotze. If it only falls off from the surface, yes? If it all, you know what I mean? That there's no hole that's been caused by it falling off, then you are still yotze. Okay? So that's the difference between the pitum and the ukitz of the halacha. Okay, so that's an important thing that you should try to do. And there's really a whole separate topic about an Esser Geshrinis. What do you do about an Esser Geshrinis nowadays? I think most of the Esseronim, I was told, are not from Eretz Yisrael this year because you have an Esser Geshrinis. Now, if you have an Esser Geshrinis, what do you do with it? Yes, Kedusha. That means you have to, it's a nice thing if you make marmalade out of it because it commits an eat, pay Geshrinis. So if you make marmalade after it, it's a beautiful thing, and you will fulfill the mitzvah of eating it. But to dispose of it, you got to be very careful because it has kedusha shvi'is. Yes, Asher, what do you say?
I just have a question about the ukitz. Like,
the ukitz?
Yeah. Well, you say that like when it falls off, the base is off. Does that mean like the actual shaft?
In other words, if you have the ukitz fall off. Most of the time you had to carve it out, and if you would carve it out, you would cause a hole to be there and the cavity would pulsate. But you could take a scissors and cut it off, right? If you snipped it and you still have the part where you would cause a hole, then you'd still be with yosef. Okay, I don't know why a person would ever do that, but if you have a kid that's playing games or something like that, then that would be the din regarding the ukitz. If you cut it out so much that there's a hole cavity, you wouldn't be yotze. Okay? Yes, Yosef? What did you say?
I forgot my question.
Okay, when you remember. Okay, so that's regarding an Esther. Yes, go ahead, Jonathan.
When Rabbi's talking about when Hunter versus less Hunter,
Is that all within the realm of Nisach Tila, or is part of that
It's called Hiddur Mitzvah. Hiddur Mitzvah.
Right.
Hiddur Mitzvah is a little bit different than saying it's Bidiyavim. Your Yotz, if you didn't get the Hiddur in, that's different than saying Bidiyavim is a little more drastic.
Right, but green is a
Lissat Kila
fine way to go.
I think so. Yeah, I don't think it's Mahudra, but I wouldn't say Yotze Bidiyavim. That's correct. Yotze good. Yes.
Okay, so I thought we're not supposed to take fruits outside of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah
because of Kedusha Shavuos. Yes, there is a Mishnah like that in Shavuos, which some of the Mishnahs, there are two, three things I want to fix up in Shir today when we're doing Mishnahs at the end of Shir. But you're not allowed to take Kedusha Shavuos outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how can you do this? I believe one of the reasons why is because you're afraid people are going to be mezuzahs on them. But if you're going to treat them properly, then maybe there's no issue. If you're going to treat them properly and you're going to treat them with respect, so after Sukkot, if you make marmalade out of the Shavuos, out of the Esrog, then it would be good. Make sure you eat it. If you're not going to make marmalade, you have to make sure you dispose of it properly. You know, you put it in a garbage bag or a bag, and you don't throw it out and on the zazel, because it has Kedusha Shavuos. The Kedusha of Shavuos lasts into the eighth year on the fruit. So that's why I think most of Srogan, for that reason, are not from Eretz Yisrael this year, because of people are concerned about it. But it's not a problem. It's called Esrog Shel Shavuos. Are you getting Hanoah? Mitzvah Alav Lahenes Nidin. Remember you learned that? Are you getting Hanoah out of it? No, doing a mitzvah is not considered Hanoah. Mitzvahs are lav lahenes nidin. They're accepting the yoke of the kingdom of Hashem. Yes, Pidyom.
The big thing about Esrogim is that they don't fall off over the years. They'll stay multiple years on the tree.
Right.
So, what makes a Esrog a pear Shavuos? Is it that it's harvested that year, or it started growing on a Shavuos year? What makes it a Esrog of Shavuos?
It's a good question. There's Benjamin saying an Esrog lasts a few years on the tree. So what makes it a Shavuos Esrog? Good question. If it's the harvesting, then that's the answer. So we got to look into that. I don't really remember the answer to that, Kasha. It's a good Kasha. I think it might be the harvesting. What'd you say? Yeah, it has to be. What did you say?
Meaning all fruit takes years. Everything.
Right.
Basically, vegetables and fruit
take
years.
Right. Not vegetables.
No. The
vegetables
whole thing, you know, like an apple will start budding in the spring and will take the full year, and then fall time you harvest.
But it will grow in a year. You're thinking of the tree. An apple tree will take like 5 years to grow. But an apple will grow annually. An apple will. The tree will take a long time. It takes 5 years to grow the tree. But once the tree is formed, the apple's pretty annual. But an esrog is unique in the sense that it does last. So I think you have to look. I think the answer went to the harvesting. But that's something you got to keep in mind. And notice that I think this year most of the esrog are not going to be from Eretz Yisrael because of that notion that it's esrog Shel Shavuos. Okay. Now we move to lulav. We need to buy a lulav that's kosher. So a lulav, the lisa, is arba tefachim high at least. And the biggest problem you need to look at a lulav is that it's not split on the top. You know, a lulav is made like a blades of grass. You ever notice, like mom's blades of grass. But on the top, you can't have it split. So there are some postmen that say, and I used to try to do this, and then I've stopped the last 2 years, but some of the postmen say you shouldn't do it. But some postmen say you buy a lulav that's like wood on the top. You ever saw a lulav that's like wood on the top? If it's wood on the top, then you know it's not split. That's what many postmen say. You can actually see the brown wood. And other postmen say that's not true, because maybe inside the wood, maybe there's a split, and you just can't see it. So Lamaisa, the last few years, I used to always buy wood, and then I saw those postmen, and I think it's true. I think it can be split inside the wood. So it's better to really buy one where you can actually investigate and look at the blades of grass to make sure that they are not split. The middlemost one, the tallest, if you look closely, you can tell they're not split, okay? And that they're together on the top, because if they are split, it is possible. So that's the din about a lulav, and that's pretty simple, but I mean, it's not simple. You just got to look well and make sure that there's nothing split. You don't have a problem, okay? That's about a lulav. Let's move to Hadassim now. What about Hadassim? So Hadassim The halacha is that by hadasin, you want to make sure it's meshulish from top to bottom. Now it's very hard, Lamaisha, to do that, so at least you do roll with it. But it cannot be interrupted. You don't want to be interrupted? And you need it to have, you can't have a row in the middle that interrupts the succession of it being what meshulish. Meshulish means you have three leaves coming from the same vertex. You know what a vertex means? The same dot. So if it comes from the same vertex, that's fine. So you need to be meshulish from the top all the way to the bottom, Lamaisa, and it should be mehudr. Okay? And that's meshulish. That's very hard to find. That's why I always buy extra adasim, and in the event that there's a problem, I can always put another one in. It's very hard when you put in the holder and you don't want leaves to fall off. So what you do is you open them. There's a way to open them really as wide as possible, and then you slip them in. You need three adasim, you need two aravis and one lulav and one esrog. So that's the biggest thing when it comes to adasim. Now the vertex means from the same point. Means you can't have two over here and one here. That can happen sometimes. So even though they say, you know, you're buying a mehudr one, and the truth is sometimes they don't let you open up the package, you know, to look at it, you're buying the mehudr one, and that's what you want to do. It's called the shulash. You got it? The shulash. The shulash is free from the same mehudr, from the same vertex. Okay, and it's mehudr to be from the top to the bottom. Some actually put multiple adats in there. Some put 68. We only put three in. Couldn't hear you, what? Couldn't hear you. About this next one. About this next one. 68. That's a lot, you know? I don't know how they do. I think they probably tie it. They don't put it in the holder.
Okay.
Why do you say that? Okay, good. So that's adas. And then we move to aravis. What about aravis? What is the good of aravis? Aravis, you have to have two aravis, and there is something called a tzapzut. A tzapzut is not a kosher arava. A tzapzut is not a kosher arava. What is it? You know, the ridges or the ends of the leaf of an arava have to be smooth. If they are jigsaw or seesaw, you know, if they're jigsaw in and out, you know, that shows it's not a good kosher leaf. That shows that it's going to be kosher. That's called a tzapzut. Okay? It has to be smooth. And if it's not smooth, it's kosher. It's called a tzapzut. It's like a faker trying to fake out that it's a kosher aravah. So you want to make sure you have two aravahs, and that they get very dry, guys. So you want to make sure you refrigerate them before. You don't have to wet them, but I refrigerate them before, and to make sure you get up early in the morning, and that you are ready to go the first day. You get it sorted all together, and you put it together, and then you can be yotzer. And you do egg, you put it in the holder, and you can, I have the guy for me tie it around good. And there is a lechatchila d'oraisa, as the Chinuch says, this is, you're talking about marketing, but I mean, business, this is a good business. I never, if Shaka said someone should try to start this business, that there was a lechatchila d'oraisa to get a rabbis that are by a willow, that are by a brook, and by a river. Because our rabbis really are means by a brook or a river. No one does that. These willow trees, lechatchila, you get them everywhere. But there's a lechatchila d'oraisa, you actually get them that they're near a river or a brook. You might want to start a business like that. Special lechatchila d'oraisa of buying what? Aravos that were grown near a river or a brook. I never saw anyone ever do that. But lechatchila, that's what you look for in aravos, and you got to make sure they don't dry out. If they're dry, it's a problem. They become possible. They touch them, they break. You have to make sure. And then we know for a shanaraba, you have to buy what? For a shanaraba, you have to buy five. You have five and you hold and you beat them based on the minig nevi'im that we do halacha l'maisa. Okay, so this is the gabi the lulu aravos hadasim esrog, and we have to try to make sure it doesn't make a problem. It's the rice of the first day, and the rest of the days is the rabbanon. The second day is a big machlokes when it's the rice. Let me show you. We should treat it like it's the rice. But the first day is, in fact, you know, the Beis HaMikdash, all 7 days would be rice. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so we do it Zechor HaMikdash. But there's an interesting machlokes in the Rishonim If you live in Baya Vigan, let's say, or Gila Mordechai, or you live in Rehavia, is there an Indian on the first day to shake it in the old city? Because anywhere on the planet Earth is be right on the first day. But is there any added element to do it in the area of Kikah, which is Yerushalayim, according to Rambam, on the first day? That's how my pleasure is showing. But Rav said he was asked this question, didn't know. And the Ruf official Pirlo writes in the Sefer that, you know what, it's a religion showing you, Balmor and Bon, and if you can, you should try. So a lot of people will do that. But I'll tell you what a lot of people do, and I did this when I was in Yerushalayim, that I would always try to shake my Arba Minim every day at Balmor. Because according to the Rambam, you fulfill the mitzvah of your Raisa. Even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we have Yerushalayim, which is considered to be like the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam. So the Bikur Yaakov writes that you should try the best you can to try to shake a lulav every day in the every day after the wine you should have minim, and you fulfill the mitzvah of your Isis. Okay, by doing that. You fulfill the mitzvah of your Isis. You should try the best you can to try to do that. Halacha l'maisa. And if you're in your shirt, if you're giving your shalom, you're giving the Veda Anil. Lisa Kolomoy, you should try the best you can to go into it with your Arba Minim to fulfill the mitzvah of your Isis. Who else is going there to Israel? Nate Snyder is doing his name here, John?
Nate's going today.
He's going tonight, yeah. Nate's going, but you should try during the call of boy to try to what? Shake the Arvin Minim in the old city to fulfill the mitzvah of the Arisa. Tremendous. Zach. Yeah, go ahead, Benjamin.
If, say you're not in the old city, but you're going to be visiting the old city later in the day in full of boy.
Yes, as long as you're for skiing. So even in the afternoon, Benjamin, so you can do it.
You
could shake Arvin Minim up to skiing, up to sunset.
So
yes.
So it's better for you not to say the bracha and shake it in the morning and say hallo?
You do it with Davin. Yes, you do that with Davin and hallo and all the Nanuim, no doubt. But, Lamaish, you could do it again without a bracha and shake it, Lamaish, in your shrine until it's in your ice. Okay? That's a tremendous finish. And that's a very important thing. You should try to do the utmost possible. Now, a stolen lulav or any one of the four is possible. A stolen rubos, you know, a lot of guys, they don't pay. They buy a shot of rabba, they have it in the bucket, $5, you know, and you see that a lot. A lot of guys think they don't pay. That's stealing. They're not yotze. You gotta make sure you pay for it, okay? Very important. And you should make sure on the first day you don't give it to a cotton before you shake yourself. Because a cotton can be cloned and you can't be knocked the back to you. And you have to own it on the first day. And then you're in big trouble. If you shook it already, that's fine. The rest of the day borrowed is fine. The rest of the days you shook it. The second day, I think you should be mocked on it too. So I would get a cotton day what? I would get a cotton his own set. Okay? A cotton with cotton. Yes, Ben.
Can you
yes, and they have to make sure the givens of Matana is fully yours. That is correct. Just make sure they get it, you discuss it with them, that you're giving this as a gift to me. Okay, and then you make the givens yours. Whatever what you have, know what I've been meaning. Okay? You guys are that age, you know what I've been meaning. In Europe, you know, they used to take one lulu and esri and would pass it around because they didn't have it. It's hard to get a lulu and esri. They have one town, the rubber, take it, and then they pass it around with all of them.
Can't
hear you, what?
Kona can't be
Kona. Kona is allowed to be Kona in Ravana, but he can't be Makna. He can't give it back to you. That's why the Gemara says you got to be careful about it. Okay? Alright, let's break here. I have a lot. I want everyone to come over and give me the Marmakomos.